Good.
All right, it's 6 o'clock. I'll call the meeting to order. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Do I have to say the date and everything every time? The first item is to review the February 7th meeting minutes.
Accept. I make motion to accept.
I'll second.
Any discussion on the minutes? Not all in favor? This third thing is to schedule a new date for the work session on town roads. We've been doing Wednesdays. I don't know if next Wednesday works. It's the third.
It'd be the second. That's Ash Wednesday.
I know you take that very seriously.
I have another meeting on Thursday, so I'd like to have two meetings back to back if I could get away with it.
We could do it on Monday, the 28th.
I cannot do it Monday.
We can do it on the 9th or the 7th.
The 7th, we have a meeting.
We do? Here?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
9th? Is that cool with you?
I think so.
Does that work for you?
Sounds good.
So the 9th?
Yep, March 9th at 5:30.
5:30? And that's a roads work session?
Yep. Okay, on to new business. Kathy Houston, Brent West. Well, I just see Kathy Houston.
Brent's not here. He's coming, so I wonder.
Do you want us to move on to that?
Yeah.
So we can move on to departmental updates from supervisors. Anyone want to start?
My opinion, probably we can go through the way the roads are being banged out.
Okay.
So you just want to just have a status of what's going on?
Yeah.
Kind of like reading my writing. Everything's going pretty good. We've moved the internet at the fire station over from Spectrum. It was costing us, what, $100 a month or something, over to AT&T. It's costing $35 a month.
Oh, my God.
It's done through a wireless hotspot through the FirstNet. And that is available if any of the other parts of town want to do that. I think it might just give us a little time to see how it works, but so far the performance has been exceptional.
Awesome.
It's better than Spectrum, and the price is right. And if the power goes out, we keep up our internet so we can keep up our iron responding working.
Yeah.
It's an issue with Spectrum. You lose power, you lose all that out.
What did that cost to try to put together, Fred?
$35.
No, I mean for the equipment or whatever that you needed.
It didn't cost really. The only thing we had to buy was a one-time fee for the hotspot. I can't remember exactly what it was, but we will recoup our costs and savings within two bills, just cycles. The phones, a bunch of us have moved over personally to AT&T. Every one of us, I think, would agree. In Kingfield, it blows USL. I hate to say it because we have equipment on the tower, but the quality is exceptional. We don't get any other drop calls.
With AT&T?
AT&T, but it's a special system called FirstNet. That would be available to the rest of the town. We're paying $39.95 unlimited and it's priority data. And they'd be willing to come in and talk with you folks anytime. We've actually got enough of us. We have our own salesperson now. You can come right in. And what you get is you get municipal, you have a priority lane if something major happens, where they basically give us the priority lines, priority data. Everybody else gets pushed kind of into their own fight. We get all, I don't think we'd ever see that up here, but there's been areas in the country where they have had major disasters where they haven't been able, like out in the fires out in California where they're trying to get through and everybody's on cell phone. This allows us to have first dibs on anything that's out there for data. So it's available. Town employees can buy it personally for themselves, or if you have to have like town heads that need it, I don't know what the rates are for me getting to the other agencies, but what we're seeing is $39.95 per line, you know, and they've been really good. They've actually allowed us to put the auxiliary girls with it, and they have a family, you know, and it's all comes up this tower. The only place it doesn't work is up in Carabasset Valley. That's the only place that nothing works in the valley. So they've been talking about trying to do something, see if they can get something in the valley, but they're gonna have to put the tower down the valley to make anything work. So, but it works everywhere else. You know, I was actually up behind Mount Abram and Mount Pickle, and it worked out there too. So, so that's available for the town, and if you want me to make an arrangement, have her come and talk sometime, they'd be glad to come up. I can make an appointment with Lacey.
We definitely ought to look into that, I guess, because we're paying a substantial amount more than half the phones that we have for our employees.
That's for sure. That $35 for the hotspot, I thought was pretty decent, you know. Yeah. So that's where we're there, and it gets you off of having wired. It's all done wirelessly, so you're going to keep up and running on the towers all working. I was here, we were talking about a shortage of firefighters. We've gained two people. We're about to have more. I've had some people talk about it, but more tire kickers than anything. So I got one of them that's in the EMT basic training right now. She'll be done hopefully in May. So that'll give us another first responder to keep that up and running. We got some training coming up for a driver operator in the spring, trying to get everybody qualified on the ladder truck. Main fire training is going to do that for us. It's free of charge. We're just going to sponsor it and open up the rest of the towns. We've been spending some time finishing getting the new ladder, you know, equipped. There's been some stuff that we need to get done, like getting that pumped up. New Jersey trucks, they don't generally need to have pump heaters. We need to have pump heaters up here because we're considerably colder. They never had to have that. I just found out last week, and I've sent Leanna, I need some OSHA paperwork, but we got to recertify our SHAPE certification to the Department of Labor, our main Department of Labor. That'll be coming up to give us our next 3-year certification with making sure all our paperwork is done right. This will be our third time around with this. I've gone through to make sure everything is pretty well ready to go, and I think we should get a couple things. We just got to get finished up, normal stuff we run into every year.
New truck working all right, Fred?
Oh, that thing is great.
With it?
The new truck. We did run into an issue that Terry and I kind of figured it's basically due to our lovely road situation that we have right now, and especially through the middle of town. The truck was, you put the ladder up, it started doing it a few months ago, where if you put the ladder up, it would slowly start doing that on us.
Drifting.
And that's not a good thing. And it had already had its 5-year UL test. They'd gone through everything, trying to figure out what was going on. And we found out that there's a locking mechanism on the control panel. Well, the rattling and stuff for these roads around here, it basically come unhooked. Terry, I think you were in, 10 minutes maybe?
Yeah, probably.
Hooked it back up, worked perfect. I said, well, that's great.
Yeah, that's good.
Because they just done it. I actually was on the phone with it today with Smeal, was the name of the company. Actually, Tom Smeal, is the owner. He was an interesting character to talk to, but he gave me some tidbits on trying to eliminate that and what to watch out for. Great, great guy to deal with. And I got his personal phone number. If we ever need to call him, he'll walk me through it, which is really nice. But it's everything on the trucks is been working perfectly. We've had a couple light bulbs we got to change out, but that's about it. It's pretty impressive seeing that thing on a pump test fully wound up. It's like if that one truck produces more water than the other two we had combined. mind, and that's, so that's really what the goal is of getting it here. My plan is getting through in the summer, is to start looking at probably redoing the town's ISO rating, because that is what's holding us back, is the amount of water that we can plug. Part of the equation is other things, manpower and everything else, but putting the amount of water we can on a structure fire, you know, being able to deliver that, and it's based on what we have sitting in that building, is what the ISO rating is based on. Part of it's hydrants, which we have extremely good hydrants in Kingfield, but part of it is how much water we can put on the fire. And we've essentially in one shot doubled that. So that's gonna, I think, help out our rating. If we can get it down to a point, you're gonna gain it. Your insurance is gonna drop for businesses and homeowners. So that's what we need to do next. I think the only thing that I wanna run by you folks is, I've been toying with my head and I've talked to Leanna. We have a billing ordinance in Kingfield.
What?
A billing ordinance. Been on the books for a decade. We've been being called out a lot for motor vehicle accidents. Well, it's probably our highest call volume, but it seems lately we've gotten mailed with a lot of people not behaving as though you are, being called the sheriff's department, traffic control. These folks are coming through. I just don't think that the taxpayers of the town of Kingfield should be paying for that part of it. And it's on the books. We've always just done it for traffic, for tractor trailers, long haul. They're there for 6-8 hours. I've done it a couple of times. I've talked to some other chiefs. I think Eustace does it somewhat. There's some other chiefs that have it on the books. A lot of departments are starting to bill for their motor vehicle accidents. In particular, not billing taxpayers, but billing non-taxpayers. It's allowable under state law. We have an ordinance. There's companies that we can use to, they call it cost recovery for a percentage of that. They will take care of the billing so it doesn't have to be done here. We had this call, this is what we're gonna get the money, you know, send it to them, and they go after the insurance company. The insurance company generally pay for this, you know. But I just wanna see how you feel about it, if you think I should investigate it more, you know, or what you feel. If you don't want me to do it, I won't.
So the ordinance wouldn't have to change, you would just start billing.
It may need to be tidied up, what Leanna's, you know, you and I talked about it. It's a little open-ended, but you can bring it up. I've looked at it, and a lot of it right now is they've left it up to my call, you know.
So is it the fire department's responsibility to take care of traffic control?
Seems like lately we've been doing it.
Yeah, but I mean, it seems like it'd be the sheriff's department.
So
it is the sheriff's department, but they always call these guys because they only have one person here, and the other three are somewhere else.
So why don't we build the sheriff's department?
It's generally it's the responsibility of the person who's driving the car. You build their insurance company. We have been, when we've been paid, it's been paid to the insurance companies. They actually cut the town a check.
Yeah. You know, I'm not opposed to it by any means, but I think if we're going to try to do that, we ought to. Cost savings having this company you're talking about sending the bill versus us sending a bill or whatever that is, and see if it's worth it.
Yeah, no. And I'd reach out to, there's a couple, I keep getting them in the mail, you know, there's one in Central Maine, and then there's another one. There's a couple in Maine, and I think it's just something that something we ought to explore.
Oh, definitely. If you're only going to get maybe $1,000 out of these people, maybe, and this company's going to get 500 of it.
Yeah.
For doing it, is it really worth it?
I've seen a percentage, I think it's like 7% is the one here, the local one, out of the whole thing. Then it was all that bad. And they basically would deal with everything. We just send them, you know, the information. But it is becoming more common in this state for fire departments to do that. But I have, there was one call that I did
not long ago where they wanted us to go out. It was a new deputy that wanted us to go out during that blizzard and sit there for an hour on a vehicle that was way off the road. We're gonna cause more problems. And I said, no, we're not doing that. When you get the wrecker there, then we'll go out and put the lights on the vehicle and do what you need. But we don't just need to be sitting there for an hour and a half waiting for the wrecker to come from who knows where, you know. And I did do that, but it just seems to be, and we're not the only one seeing that, but that's been a common theme this winter, it seems. So
I would say look into it and, yeah, you know, come back with us, you, yeah, know, with that type of thing, and then if it's worth doing, then go for it, you know.
And back on, you want me to get a hold of the first net lady and have her come sometime then?
I think so.
Yeah. You know, it's definitely, I think, we'd have to look at what we pay for cell phones for the employees right now, but
yeah,
I mean, if it's only $39 a month, it's cheaper than what we're paying now, I guarantee you.
I mean, we can't get good, that's a good rate. I don't know what the difference is there specifically for emergencies, and then they allow the town to piggyback onto that. So.
Yeah.
Thanks. I'm done.
Thanks, Fred.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Fred.
We just kind of want to have this be a more regular thing. So
yep.
We appreciate you guys coming.
And, yep. Yeah. I'll come more often if you want me to. I'll probably bore you.
Yeah, let's not over to it, Fred.
Quarterly.
Did you get my email, Leanna, on that?
Okay. Yep.
I told them we were having a shutdown. So.
All right, moving on to David.
Well, I don't have anywhere near as much as Fred has. Because I report all the time during our other meetings, but everything's going good at the transfer station. Plowing's good, the sanding's good. The backhoe is not good, the backhoe is junk. It really needs some serious attention. No one's giving it any. That's my major concern, I would say.
Who have you talked to about that, Dave?
Well, Kenneth came up and talked to me, said you talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he'd be willing to do it, but he wanted to wait till it warms up. But, it needs some addressing. And I'm not a mechanic, and I can't do it. So.
No, but I think the spring, becomes, you can do it right there when it warms up. That's
yep.
the thing. We'll have to take it somewhere. So.
Yep.
I think Kenneth is a pretty good mechanic.
He
does a lot of mechanicing.
Yeah, I think he'd be a good one for that.
Yeah, if he's willing to, I'm good with that.
He said he was willing. He just wanted it to warm up.
We've talked about this with Laura for a long time about needing some help, and it is hard to get people to go do that. But if he's willing to do that, come spring.
I'd say just ramrod that with Kenneth, and then keep Leanna informed of costs or anything. If something's, give him some sort of ceiling to spend on parts or whatever. I don't know how you want to handle that, but you guys should just be able to handle that on your own, I think.
Well, I mean, again, it's a budget with that
transfer station,
so we have to stay within it, I guess.
Right,
but,
right.
Maybe we need to start, it is budget season,
yeah.
And even though we've already sent that to New Portland for them, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Done, yep.
We just need to start putting that in the budget, saying, we need to replace this, we need to, whether it's something new or to make it happen.
Everything else is going pretty good. We had a lot of blue ice on this last storm, and so it was a pretty big issue when we got that 1 or 2 inches of snow and people were walking on it, and it was fairly dangerous up there, but we got it handled. And Brian came up and sanded, and
it was fairly dangerous everywhere, that last one.
It's going to be tonight leaving here.
It will be, too.
Yeah. But I'm good. I don't know. I don't know what else to tell you.
Water's not frozen?
Well, it's funny you bring that up, because we turned it on a couple days ago just to check it, and nothing came out. So
uh-oh.
Warren told me to put a heater in the downstairs, and I did that.
You got that heat tape on it, right?
It does.
It's not working, or what?
He told me to shut the pump off and have it off. We shut it off for the winter, just to, if we need it, we were going to turn it on. And we went to turn it on just to check it the other day, and only a few drops came out. I don't know what that means.
I told you you were gone for a while.
He told me to leave the pump off, so that wouldn't run.
I'd say leave the water on next time you're up there for a day.
Leave it on tomorrow when it's 50 degrees.
Turn the pump on, leave the water on, see if it'll clear itself out.
As long as you remember to shut it off so it don't freeze solid.
Well, if it cleans out, it shouldn't, you know, it shouldn't freeze.
Well, it shouldn't have frozen in the first place, but.
I don't know why it did. To be honest with you, but something's wrong there.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Mr. Target?
Everything's going good. Getting ready for busy season with Route 27, more work there. 142, they're paving that, so we have to manhole spring up to the grade. Be pumping Series A this year. Cleaning beds replacement first thing. Yeah, we're gonna have a pretty jamming summer.
Is Ronk coming back?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I didn't know if that was.
Yeah, I touched base with him today. He's looking forward to it. Yeah, other than that, I mean, we had two pump stations go down Christmas week. Got those back up and running. One of them, we're gonna have to do some, run some new power. We lost a lot of power to it at the underground. We ran temp service. That's all ready. Soon spring's here. Electricians are gonna run the power. The other one was just a pump that cavitated. All going good.
What did we end up figuring out with the water runoff in the big field solution?
So, I've been talking to Wright Peers. They're Coleman Springs engineers there. They're, basically, we've been dealing with DEP on that, and they want DEP to give us a definitive, like, do this, and this is gonna help your nitrate. Instead of just throwing their hands up and saying, you know, try this and try that, because reshaping the field and dealing with the water runoff and whatnot, and the quotes that I got. Basically throwing 50 grand at a guess.
So if they don't wanna play to fix that, I mean.
It wouldn't be Coleman Springs paying to fix it, it's you guys.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're throwing it back on DEP's, DOT's, or whichever DE something, to take care of, and they don't wanna play.
Right. So there's three different things that the engineer is thinking is causing the nitrate problems, and one of them is DOT's runoff. And they basically told us to go pound sand, and then the other two things would fall into our jurisdiction anyway.
So is there a way that the runoff that is supposedly running down over there, is it coming down the road itself that's getting down in there?
No. It's, so, you know where that little pond?
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah.
Well, if you go to the left-hand side of that pond,
there's
catch basins out in the road by the cemetery and stuff, and they all exit right there.
Yep.
And then it kind of skirts around that pond, and then it comes down the field a little bit. Now, it used to go all the way to the river.
Right.
Well, as it's grown in and the ditches got filled back in and everything, it stops only like 100 yards down there, and it's ballooning out into the field. And so between the slope of the land, so you have all your runoff there running into that bed number one, and then sedimentation and whatnot from the pond, the river water settling there also going in, and then that. So those are the three factors that they're thinking are causing the nitrate issues.
So. In the past, the water used to gather on the Gilmore Field pretty deeply right there. Mm-hmm. And then somehow we diverted it and put it into the Newell Field and put a drain in there, didn't we?
That would have been before my time.
I'm pretty sure we dug it and put in like a culvert, or not a culvert, but like some sort of a drain to get through the clay down there so that it would drain off, I thought. My thoughts are not always clear, but.
I've never seen that out there.
Did you say there was once a ditch that it used to go to the river? Why can't we just.
Right on the tree line.
Take the ditch out again.
Well, it was that. And changing the slope and filling that pond and doing everything, that's $50,000.
Yeah, but wouldn't it take care of it if you just re-ditched it?
$50,000.
It would take care of that water.
Yeah.
It's not going to take care of all the groundwater. So what it is that bed number one sits in a bowl. and all the earth goes right to that.
I'd say put it on the to-do list. It's gotta be done.
Yes, well, yeah.
The thing is, the engineers want DEP to give us a definitive answer. They're like, why waste 50 grand if it's not gonna solve the problem? And DEP saying, well, we don't know. It may and it may not.
Leave it alone till they get back to you then.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing right now, but I mean, we're in violation every time.
So is there something that...
If I was waiting for the DEP, I wouldn't think we'd be in violation.
Oh, yeah, they still tell us we're in violation.
Well, they can.
Yeah.
Tell them.
Yeah, exactly. It's just the levels are...
You know, if they don't wanna work with us, we don't wanna work with them either, so... I mean, Christ, if it's up to them to give us guidance, you know, I don't see how they can find us responsible for not working it out. If we don't know what to work out.
It's not a bad thing, it's just basically a check mark that because our nitrate levels are over the allotted limit, that thing is the one. That's where the violation.
So I'd say just wait for the DEP to get back to us.
Yeah.
If they don't, who cares?
Wright Peters is working with them, trying to have them actually say, if you do this, this is gonna be... They don't want us wasting money.
Right. So could you theoretically put like a berm up there so that that number one didn't get all that from that end of that pond and that ditch and that kind of stuff and has to go somewheres other than right next to that number one bed?
So I talked, because Lesson mentioned that when he went down and walked it, hauling fill in and building it up and stuff. When I talked to Wright Pierce about that, they said that they would be basically an act of Congress. They'd have to re-engineer all the beds to make sure that it's not gonna change them.
But if you're not near the beds, why would you need to do that? Say if we had to put a berm on that road so that anything from, as you're looking at the field left of the road, can't make it to that number one.
But that's only solving one of the issues.
That's only solving the road stuff.
That's only solving that water that's not going down the ditch line.
Right.
That's not solving the other acre and a half of field that needs to be sloped, that's ditching any of that and sediment all the water around.
I get what you're throwing down.
Yeah.
Wait for DEP to get back to us.
Yep. It's their fault, not ours.
Thank you, Travis.
Thank you, Travis.
Yeah.
Anyone have any questions for anyone else? Okay, if not, we'll move on to Kevin Houston and Brett West.
Hey. Hi. So we've got lots of exciting stuff going on. Well, that we're trying to keep it simple. So I wanted to just...
Thank you.
I just have something to look at.
Thank you.
See you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
I have a copy for you, too.
Slippery Brett.
I gave Brett mine.
Well, you can have mine. I'll print it off.
Thank you. Okay. So, we just thought we wanted to let you guys know what we've been doing, what our goals are. We started off, we probably adopted a mission statement, which came right from the, what is that that we use? The management plan, yeah. And, you know, I'm not going to read it to you, but it's just as the stewards, our mission is to protect and preserve the natural resources to traditional uses of the land. And the committee agreed on that. We have some working agreements that we're talking through right now. These are just basic practices of how groups function. And this is something that I got offline and threw it out to the group, and we're going to vote on it at the next committee meeting, which is in a couple weeks. And then, some of the things that we've done and what we're hoping to do, basically, though, I wanted to show our guiding principles, you know, what we really believe or the purpose for what we're doing is we've got to move slowly. You know, it's not to rush in there and do anything. We need to really honor the mission of to protect and preserve. Recognize that this is a learning year. You know, everything that we do, we've got to see the impact of it, what changes, and reflect and modify as necessary. So that's kind of where we're at. So some of the things that we've done to date and that we plan to do, right now we're talking about signage. You know, you think signage, what it could be a 5-10 minute discussion, and I think we can move on to our second meeting. But we want to keep signing really minimal. Maybe just have a sign at the entrance and then something small at the new storage area stating, please keep the canoes in this area. We want to keep them off the shoreline, keep the canoes here, and that your canoe may be moved if you don't. I mean, we've gone through millions of scenarios of we could do this, register, and we're just trying to keep it simple and keep Shiloh Pond like it is. So what's there in italics are kind of the, those are what are, that's in the management plan. We spent lots of emails and we're going to probably spend a lot of time at the next meeting working on the final language of those. Canoe storage, again, after a lot of discussion, we decided let's not complicate this. So it's just, okay, we're going to keep the canoes where they are and we're going to keep them off the pond. And see how that goes. Walt has been extremely generous with a lot of this. He's going to help us improve the road. We're not making it a super highway. It's like just at this point, just improve it. We had a lot of discussion on how to keep the current parking area. We had site visits. We did pros and cons charts. We went back and did revisited and. We decided to keep the parking area where it currently is, maybe widen it and flatten it a bit.
How many does that hold?
Can you answer that better than I? Or
I would think it could hold 12 vehicles maybe, once we get it done.
Is it the little area 12? That's
the
like down?
Before the bridge?
Yeah, before the bridge.
Before the bridge.
Yeah. Pretty
on
much
the
left-hand
size. Side.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh. Used to back when the hunting season, we used to put, because, you know, we didn't care how we parked.
No, I'm just trying to remember the last time I was in there. I couldn't remember 12 spots being there.
Yeah, we could make it a little bit bigger without.
Well, it's fairly
doing hardly anything.
Right now.
What's that?
There's, I mean, the edges of that landing used to be a log landing.
Yeah, it's all
grown in.
It's all alders and stuff.
But
clean some of them out, and level it up, and make it a little bit so it's not too much uphill from the road.
Also, it was a lot of what people, because everyone on the committee, which is nice, is have an interest in the property, like going out there. And it didn't seem like anyone had bumped into more than maybe two or three cars ever, so.
Well, that's, you know. As soon as the road gets fixed, it might be changing.
Yeah, that was, I think, part of the discussion.
Hopefully not, yeah, I'll say it.
Yeah, but, straight, but,
well,
you know.
Well, I think, like, the road improvements, too, the biggest thing is, like, there's one really big muck hole. It's not, like. It's a hard bottom, but it's just a big hole that holds water. So it's like that, and there's a couple oil pan bumpers. You know?
Still going to be a single lane road.
Yeah, right, sure.
It's going to be a primitive road still.
Yeah.
But with maybe a couple culverts, a little bit of drainage, and build up those holes. Take a few rocks, boulders out, you know.
I'll hold my comments till you're done, sorry.
You can go ahead.
It's no.
Okay. Remember I taught middle school? I'm just kidding.
I think she just called you a middle school.
I know,
that's a compliment. I love middle school. So, Bridge, Walt, and Ark, and Jordan's are donating the decking for the bridge. And Walt's going to do it. But we need a few young, strong backs.
I'll be there.
Putting that out there. I know I won't be there. And
you can pound spikes there, Polly.
Okay.
So bring your sledgehammer.
Okay. I love it.
We went out and we've marked all the boundaries, which and painted the boundaries which needed to be done. Actually, there's still one back boundary that.
No, Rob Woodhouse.
He went out and finished it.
We went out in the fall before it got too cold, and just because all the boundaries were marked, but like on the line we did, a lot of the trees had toppled over, so we're just trying to get those freshened back up as a good, you know, just a good practice, so we don't lose that, you know, the on the ground marking.
What do you think you'll have to do every 10 years or something?
I think we should probably just walk them every 5 years.
Yeah,
At least, because it's not.
They
it'd
disappear.
Be nice to go out and do like brush them out a little bit too, just because it makes your life easier as you keep going on.
But
Rob went back out. We had two groups, and then Rob Woodhouse went out and kind of finished them up in the back end.
It could actually be a walking trail too.
I was gonna say a boundary trail.
Around the perimeter,
really
you know.
Yeah.
It is cool, especially because the back boundary, it's halfway up a waterfall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is the next thing. We're going to do the trail into the waterfall. That's sweet. Yeah, keep it simple, though. And then remove and demo the cabin.
These are 2022 goals?
Or maybe 2032. We'll see how it goes at the end of 2022. I mean, our goals,
just
for
one
some
cabin.
Reason, I'd add just something to this, and I might have sent you the wrong copy. Our goal, another guiding principle, is we don't want to spend any money. You know, we don't want to ask the town for money. That's a real priority. So.
Don't want to spend money.
Yeah.
Don't want to ask the town.
We don't want to ask
I got
the
it.
Well, I think, you know, what we heard during putting it together was we need to ease into the project and we need to try to be self-sufficient. And then over the years, it will obviously just become more and more of a town asset. And then they'll be off and running with a committee and a group of people. And, you know, at that point, you know, it's open space land. It's not... Hopefully not have too much infrastructure anyways ever, so should, you know, the road.
I've been to a couple of the committee meetings and it's really a good bunch of people. They are.
Yeah,
they really care, you know. I think they really care. They get kind of lost sometimes, I think, but I think they do care, you know. They want to do it right.
People get lost. I mean, like, when Wade's asking all these questions, I know it's because he likes it out there so much, you know.
Right.
So that's
got more.
What I've noticed. The people who like it the most are like, you know, don't screw it up. Don't so they want to be part of that.
And I think we don't have a clear, that's why I wanted to make sure we've got a mission statement, something to focus us, because we can just go so many different directions.
Yeah, you're not going to get it all done in 1 year, so and you don't need to.
Right, we might not, yeah, exactly, so.
Well, it's like the trail out back to the waterfall, that's mostly a logging trail existing, and it's pretty decent shape. So it's like lopping back the branches to open that up, and then maybe a couple little boardwalks over like a small wet spot. But it's right out there. It's an easy thing to get to, and it really won't, you know, it's already kind of laid out and available, and creates people using a little bit more of the property, makes it a little more accessible.
Mm-hmm. We already decided it was okay to use motorized vehicles for maintenance work and like lugging lumber out to a boardwalk.
Well, then you better fix that.
I think it's already been talked about, hasn't it?
We haven't made a formal decision. That's on next month's agenda.
Probably, yeah.
You know, one of the things that kept getting hounded on was handicap access. And if you're going to park the parking lot on this side of the bridge, that's not handicap access for those people.
You can get in there with a wheelchair, you know.
Yeah.
You can?
Somebody pushing it, yeah.
Yeah.
You could.
Yeah.
You could make it so you could very easily. You know?
Well,
I'm just throwing that out.
Without building the road all the year.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Throwing that was one of the biggest things that was at those meetings.
Yeah. And we do have a person on our committee who you would ask him.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, he's like, no, this is not every place. We need to respect the handicap and maybe possibly make exceptions or a way for people to get in, but if we make it handicap accessible, that's, you know, we aren't going to have a tar road in and everything else.
I agree.
So, doing the best we can to make it
Well, one of the things I thought too in Kingfield, there might be places that town already owned that are even more suitable for that. Like High Peaks Lions just built an accessible trail in Farmington this summer. It's only a half mile, but it was over $100,000 to build that trail. So they're not cheap to actually get within like the recommended grades and firmness and all these things you have to pay attention to. But like I've always thought, you guys have that property you have by the water treatment. That probably opened a can of worms, but that's like by a river. It's already kind of flat, open ground, you know, or look into other places could offer those types of experiences where it's not so far back into the woods or, you know, kind of maybe in contrast to what like the committee wants to see out there, which is more of a wildlands, you know, so it's... It's hard, you know, that road in Shiloh, too, is, it'd be a lot, you know, fully handicapped trail would be a real undertaking. So that would be the other consideration, just the practicality of something like that. Because I, you know, those trails to me are great. Beyond the disabled populations, Franklin County, 40% of Franklin County is either disabled, elderly, or under the age of 10. So we kind of view it as like a gateway experience, like get more people outside. You don't have to worry about ticks. You know, so those types of trails I think are great for pretty much anyone. I always say you need a different trail for every day of the week, you know, like restaurants. You know, you go to Polly's Place one night and Morgan's the next. You know, he wants variety. So.
I had just a couple more questions. Well, unless you're still going.
No, I think just again to help, Walt offered to help with remove and demo the cabin.
Cool.
Thanks, Walt.
My question is the gate going back in front of the bridge? I'm assuming
we're gonna do something. Yeah, I don't know just what.
And but. So, is that an issue dragging a canoe or whatever through to get underneath that to get out there?
Maybe a little around it, I think.
Well, because I know I tried to go around it myself, and that was a stretch.
It's not going to be right at the bridge. Okay. I think we're talking about putting it near the parking lot.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and just having a place to walk around, basically.
Right. Perfect. Yeah.
The only reason you need a gate, or the only reason you need to get in there is for fire or, you know, emergency access.
You got to keep the riffraff out because it will stave it up.
And that's the only reason we're redecking the entire bridge. You know, we're thinking about, the committee was thinking about just doing a pedestrian crossing across the bridge, but, I mean,
or at least four-wheeler width.
Yeah.
For, you know, for maintenance stuff.
Yeah, well, but even top, you already have the I-beams in place.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, why not?
It's not that much more to redeck the whole thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And just control access over it, basically, with a gate.
So. That bridge is capable of,
big trucks.
You know, if you needed a pulp truck or something in the long future, thinking further ahead. You know, if there's ever...
Well, the long future, you probably have to redeck it again before any truck goes over.
Well, we're getting pressure treated. 20, 30 years?
Yeah, 20, maybe 20.
Yeah. It's a Walther bridge. We figure that'll last eternity.
My other one was, a couple other ones, but unknown canoe users. I know I talked about this before. Is I don't know if we're going to control how many canoes are up there. You know, we don't want, I wouldn't think we'd want 50 or 60 canoes up there.
No.
But there's canoes and boats up there. We have no idea who they belong to at the moment, and nor do probably the families that used to own them. And you know, to not let that happen anymore, to yank them out if nobody knows who they are. Unfortunately, some are getting stolen, their friends of mine did. But that type of thing, just so that we're not having a bunch of junk up there that sits there that nobody uses.
Yeah. What we talked about, and it's not confirmed yet, was that we would go up there as a committee or a group of us, and some of the really dilapidated ones that lug them out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And some then put some word out to the public in the paper. Look, you gotta have, we talked about you have to have your name on your canoes and this and that, but we didn't want to get too complicated. So for this year, we're leaving it at 20 canoes. If there gets to be more than 20 canoes, we may have to change our thought process.
Yeah.
And just ask people to keep them offshore.
What was kind of good is Annie, through her reporting at the regular, had gone up there pre-acquisition and counted them, and now since. So they've actually declined. So people have taken their boats out there by, I think it was 17 to 13. So like four of the boats went home.
One of them got stolen.
Okay. Really? One of the nice ones?
Yeah. I know actually Ron Vera.
That's the one.
Oh, that's him. Yeah, yep. He called me during that time.
Yeah, same here.
So that was, you know, a couple of years ago. But yeah, so I think part of the discussion was some people wanted to start thinking about like a registry and all these things. And I think part of a lot of what, even what I advocated for is this traditional place, this traditional access, that's the tradition of this region. And so let's see if it becomes a problem. And maybe, you know, I even thought of like how many of us in this neck of the woods might have a canoe that they're not using, and we could just paint Town of Kingfield on them or something like that. Like, if they disappear, then it was a $50 yard sale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think people don't want it to get out of hand, but also, I don't know. I grew up using other people's boats up there, so, you know.
You know, AMC has boats all over the depths of Night Lake and things like that. And people, I love it. We go up there and we just go out and paddle around and then put it back.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what Shiloh's like now.
Yeah, it's so cool.
We reached out to colleagues at AMC and Nature Conservancy, just see what they did. They do a few different things. Part of the difference here is that some of their properties, it's like 10 miles in the woods, you know, versus you know, right down the road. So, hopefully we don't have, the only issue that it seemed like everyone agreed on was there's specifically one boat that keeps showing up right on the water's edge, like not even pushing it back in the woods. Like, I personally dragged it a couple times. It's not like the end of the world issue, but it's just like laziness, I guess.
I guess that's how I thought with the registry. You know whose boat that is, so you could go speak to them, or yank it out of there so they don't have a boat.
Bringing it back to the parking lot every time they do that with a note that says, leave it inside the woods.
Yeah.
Because then they'll have to drag it all the way back.
That's probably the best idea,
really.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Bring it all the way out to the parking lot.
If you do it again, take it all the way to Kingfield.
Right.
Bring it right to here.
Yeah, keep going further with it.
Take it in by hand from here. No vehicle.
But the problem is you don't know if it was the owner who did it or maybe somebody borrowed it.
The owner's responsible for it.
Sounds great.
And then my last thing I had, I'm assuming that you'll come to the board with whatever decisions you guys make for signages and what you want to do up there for final approval before it just starts getting hammered in.
So that was one thing that I thought was the biggest benefit of tonight beyond just getting you updated, because I think that's just the responsible thing to do either way, just to keep communication going. The only concern we've heard is that, you know, the hope when, you know, and I think Polly's new since this, but when the town signed the MOU, which is, this is just an agreement, it's severable by either party at any time. So it's just to get everyone on the same page. The hope is that we got all these good people working on this, is that we bring the management plan. You guys have had a chance to look at that, voted on that, and so the committee hopefully can work within that framework. So stuff like signage and, you know, all these things are kind of laid out in that plan. And so let's figure out where you guys are comfortable on that, because that's the hope, is in that, you know, every limb we cut or bog bridge we move or something like that is like you have a 9-person committee appointed, vetted, and that hopefully we can have a little autonomy, that it's not unwieldy, but also understanding you guys are ultimately responsible.
So I'm not sure we care if you cut branches and that kind of stuff, but I think if signages and that kind of stuff should come to the board so that we understand what you have for a game plan, and those big items that we all have to answer to somebody too, because we are the ones that have to run for this town. And I'm not trying to micromanage anything you guys are doing by any means, but those big ticket things, I call big ticket things, I would think would want to come to the board to say, does this look like something the town would like or not? And I trust you guys' judgment, because I'm not going to put something junky up there by any means, I'm sure of it. But I feel it should come to the board for us to just at least see whether it's a picture or you know, give it to Leanna so she can bring it to us. Not that you guys have to keep coming in front of us for every little change, because I'm not looking for that either. But
so
we know.
Because one of the things I thought was important was that you guys informed me the way. So, you know, I don't know if you guys get minutes and such like that or care to lift.
I haven't yet, nope.
Set them off.
I don't know if those get posted online or if that's the plan.
Nope.
So they're probably, that's one thing I've wondered, if those should just be posted online.
I can get them to you guys too. I can email them to all of you, the agendas and the minutes.
I mean, it doesn't mean we can't come to your
meetings
also and talk about those things, but I just feel that some of those things need to come to the board for our look ats and that kind of thing.
So. Well, you know, I think with these plans, when we get closer to doing stuff, it would be, notification would be great. Maybe not, you know, I don't know when you guys like must vote on something, because most everything we outlined here is in that plan that you already voted on and looked at. So
I'm not talking about the plan that you guys, we've already voted on. I'm talking the specifics of what those are. You know,
what I'm saying is that, like, in the plan it said signage, it outlined, you know, the same verbiage, stuff like that. You know, so that's where we're just figuring out, you know, what do you want from the group?
That's what I want. I want those big ticket items to come to this board so that we can see it.
So anything so that,
like the bridge deck and all that stuff?
No, I'm saying like the signages, what do they look like? So I don't care about the bridge deck. I know there's only one way to bridge a deck, but just the little simple things.
I'm into looking at the signs.
That's all I'm saying, is those little things
just
that.
Just a sample of what you're going to do for a sign, how it's going to look, you know, size of it. And,
What's awkward for me though is I don't know. What's a big ticket item for you?
I was just going
to
say,
I don't know what to
do. Sign is a big ticket item for me.
Well, that's easy. But
that's what I'm saying. I don't know what you guys have for plans. I mean, this is just the beginning of what the beginning is. And I just want to be informed so that when someone comes down the road and goes, hey, did you see, we'll look at that sign? I went, no, I haven't seen the sign yet. So, you know, I just want that type of a heads up.
So would it work for you if we, you know, if on the agenda, like we're going to vote on sign language, the language of the signs at the next meeting. If that's on the agenda, I mean, and then you see something on the agenda and say, hey, I want this brought before us. Because like I would have thought bridge decking was a big item, but it's not. So would that work?
Absolutely. I'm not looking, again, to micromanage any of it. I just want to be informed. So if Kathy Houston that's not on this board comes up and goes, hey, did you see where they put that sign?
I get it. And
what it looks like, you know, I want to be able to say, oh, no, I haven't, but I want to.
So as far as the signs, what I can tell you right now is an hour's
That's awesome.
Five little dots, you know, try to make it inclusive and try to make everybody involved. And
I want to say a lot with the fewest words.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm sure of it. I know they're going to look good. I just want to see it.
Well, we don't know what, to tell you the truth, we want to keep the signs as simple as possible, you know, not like a state park. And we had talked about Rob was going to run with the signs and he was going to put paper and plastic.
Laminated.
The hard plastic.
Plexiglass?
Thank you. Plexiglass over it. That's what we're playing with right now. Yeah. I don't know if it's white paper. You know, I don't know. Cool. But just trying to keep it really simple. And we also recognize that this is a learning year and science may change, so we don't want to do anything permanent this year. We don't want to do anything
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, we haven't had the benefit of a group like having a summer season. Mm. And I, you know, it doesn't seem like there's a huge appetite for a lot of things, but it's like obviously what we already laid out is all the obvious stuff. So I think that will keep the group busy.
Mm.
And so it seems like, you know, once that happens, I think people, you know, most people on the committee seem to be wanting a more traditional, rustic look to things. Nice, well-made, you know, but not, you know, it's just for the information, like Shiloh Pond, 0.3 miles, you know, like simple stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not, you know, so I agree with you. And one of the things I've been wondering, too, is, you know, part of this, as we unroll it, is, you know, I think this in the minutes would be good, but we should probably post things every once in a while for updates, whether it's on the town website or Facebook or whatever.
Which we're trying to redo our website so it'll be a more interactive type thing.
Well, who isn't? Everyone's trying to redo.
I know.
Well, and I can get you guys on. I just did put you not on the email.
Yeah, I would love to. I don't know when you guys meet, and I kind of meet with Rob once in a while just to, you know, for other things, and I kind of hear tidbits, but
okay, I'll make sure I do that.
That would be perfect.
And your emails are, how do I find that?
selectperson123@kingfieldme.org.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'll email you tomorrow.
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Just to keep it fresh.
So,
awesome.
One
thank
other
you.
Thing I'd like to have somebody go over with them is if a committee member misses 3 meetings in a year, you want to explain it?
Well, I mean, we set that up a long time ago because we had people who wanted to be on committees that never would show up. They wouldn't have a quorum so that they could do anything. And so if they can't be there, then let's put somebody who wants to be on there. That's the whole reason we did that 3 meeting thing in a year. Now, if they're sick and can't make it, happen to be 3 times, then, you know, come to the board and say something. Otherwise, we're going to look for you guys to, hey, you know, Kathy hasn't been here 3 times, and we really need to move on, and we're going to find somebody else that wants to move on, because it's just.
So it is a town policy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys having an issue with that?
We are. Yeah. And it's hard. right, because nobody, you don't want to boat somebody off the island, but you know, it's kind of.
You don't have to, bring it to us, we'll take care of it.
Well, that's why I put on the working agreements, if you're going to miss three or more meetings, is there another way you can help the committee? You know, like, we could maybe make you a star this or a star that, or.
Yeah, I mean.
Really, the issue with us, it seemed like, you know, there is only one person in that situation, and they're kind of been flagged. You know, I called them and said, hey, what's going on? Can we accommodate you? Is there a different day we can meet to make sure, because it's important that you're there,
yeah.
Everyone else is there. So they're good with that, knowing, like, they're kind of three strikes you're out. They're, like, there now. But I think, you know, it's helpful that you guys have that, because I think otherwise it would have just been us stumbling around.
You know, I think that, again, I'm glad you guys called whoever that is, but, you know, I think we did our homework trying to get the right people in there, on there, and they chose to be on there in the first place. We didn't go knocking on doors, and if they don't want to be participating in it, I want to find somebody to
There's
help me do
that.
That
want to be
exactly.
On
or if they
yeah.
can't come to the, I mean, we have tried to accommodate meeting times. Can we do it a different day? Can we
yeah.
do it a different time?
I think you've gone too much.
Right. The, committee, should, the committee shouldn't have to accommodate.
No, that's
person.
Right. I mean, if
right.
if
you know, that's
if
the whole
five can make it
right.
this night, you know,
right. yeah.
out of.
Yeah, the only really issue beyond that, which I completely agree, is the, you know, the it causes rehashing.
Yeah, because you got to catch them all up.
That wasn't part of that.
Yeah, you got to catch them all up, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like Wayne said, if somebody's sick, if somebody's got an illness or something, he's out for three meetings, I mean, you can bring it to us and we can talk it over and make an exception
mm-hmm.
now and then. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not carved in stone that much, but it
right.
is carved in stone.
Yeah.
You know, it is a policy, so.
Don't hesitate.
So we got that taken care of.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys for going forward with
us. You're doing a good job.
Yep.
You're doing a good
yeah.
job.
It sounds like you're being really thoughtful about everything.
They are. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
We're trying to be, but it makes us.
You guys need to go,
really
go to one meeting.
Yeah.
Or
something. I would love to. I don't know when they are. So, yeah. I didn't.
They were the first Wednesday,
first Wednesday.
But they just changed them through May until the first Thursday.
Right, right. Through May.
I already have meetings on Thursdays.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's just through May because one of our people was going to be an EMT.
Hmm. Oh,
yeah,
nice.
So
well, maybe you can miss one of your meetings.
I'd love to because I don't want to go to that one either.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
You.
Drive safe
yeah,
on the way
yeah,
home.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Hopefully you don't
stay
have
in the ditch, Brett.
What's that?
Or just spend the night right up on the hill.
Well, maybe.
Probably that'd be fairly fun to get up over.
Sorry, I got studs.
Oh, you do?
Grew up in New Portland.
Yeah.
Never driven on a good road.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any updates or anything?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I got three quick ones.
Okay.
One, I'd like to put the truck back out to bid so we can either get those off and make sure that whoever put in the first time, if they want to put back in,
yep.
let them know it's coming back out.
Yep.
I can text them if you want. I'll text them.
I did get a scrap price that was not good. I mean, it was
yeah.
a little bit more than, what was it, 1400?
I can't remember, but it was about,
something.
It's about the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't as much as I thought it would be.
And then I have contacted Billy Gilmore. He is interested in helping us with the assessing and teaching me along the way if I can get there while he's doing it. We were supposed to meet this last week, but someone was sick and couldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Travis. And so we just need to touch bases with him when that's a good time for him and her and I. And I, you know, he'll hit the ground running and you know get us caught up, I'm sure of it. So he hadn't, when I talked to him, don't put this in the paper.
All right.
Hadn't talked to his wife yet, so she didn't know. But
put it in the paper.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. So anyway, I did touch bases, and he was interested in that. So that's really
great.
Good. And then the last thing I had was the fun day, fun afternoon downtown by the sled shed. It was a great time. It was nobody there for a little bit, and I'm going, man, I hope somebody shows up. And then they came in droves. It was, you know, free hamburgers, hot dogs, and, you know, two big fires out there, and sliding, and skating, and the bathroom worked good. They put a heater in there, which I'm not sure that was the greatest idea. But,
it looked awesome.
It was a great time.
It looked so cool.
cool.
Yeah, and nobody had got any arguments, no dogs biting each other, nothing down there. It was a really good time, it really was. If you went, you good time.
No fist fights or anything?
Nothing.
Who put it on?
Kingfield Days.
Kingfield Days did, but mostly, I'm not telling you.
Tim Jordan and the Hand of Hands.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know who bought all the food or anything along that lines, and there was people out there looking to give donations, but they didn't have a donation box out there, which was too bad. But there were snowmobilers come from all around and swung in there, and wow, I can't believe you guys did this. This is a lot of fun, and blah, 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 blah.
The ice rink was super cool.
Yeah, that came out nice. Yeah, they did a really good job there. Got some seats down there for people to sit on to change your skates out or your cleats or whatever you need to do. So it was fun.
Awesome.
Ass pillows. Ginger ass pillows.
Did you have any other thing?
No, I think.
I mean, just was wondering about updates on the streetlight scenario. There's more.
They're all out now, aren't they? All clear around the corner now.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's four or five of them that are out. Yeah, I got one tonight.
I do not have an update. Last week and a half is kind of a blur, so
yes, it's still kind of foggy.
It's still kind of foggy.
I'd like to see a couple of those up by my house if you could finagle them in.
Talk with Jan.
Either side of the driveway.
On that corner.
Oh, wouldn't they just look spectacular?
Don't forget, I want you to get rid of mine.
Right.
I got a baby gun you can borrow, so.
I just have two things. The first thing, and I hope this is okay, is that Raymond Eldrum's Celebration of Life thing is here on Sunday at 12:30. Is that
one?
Okay, one. And then my second thing is, I don't know if this is a bad decision or not, but I'm running for the county budget committee again. And so on March 7th, which is the next Monday, we have a meeting at 5. There's a caucus, and I was wondering if I could bring you guys down there to vote.
Well, I thought you were going to bring us cookies.
I can do that if you want. Down to the courthouse.
In Farmington?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
What are we doing?
What's that?
What did you say we're doing?
Caucus starts at 5.
I don't think you can.
And it's usually very quick, so I'm sure we could get back here for the
which
meeting.
Which day tonight?
The 7th.
So yeah.
I won't be able to make it.
For the Franklin County Budget Committee.
Oh. Is that a commissioner? Is that the okay?
Yeah.
You do that under the commissioners?
Yes.
Correct.
And I'll text you about it. I know that you wouldn't be able to make it.
Yeah, I won't be able to work.
I should be able to go.
Yeah, me too.
It's very quick. Hopefully. that's all I had, unless anyone else.
So my one last one here. I just noticed that our 21st is President's Day. Is that a holiday?
That was yesterday.
That was yesterday.
Oh, March. Oh, I'm in February. Sorry.
March we're clear.
March we're done. Never mind. I'm going in trying to get my
sure
calendar fixed
clear.
Here.
Okay,
disregard.
Okay, girlfriend.
You run this thing. Ouch. That was not nice.
Do you guys
talk
have
about
any,
three things ago.
Yeah, I have a question. I cover all these meetings, and in the BEC in particular, there's one person who always calls in and doesn't attend, even though she lives around the corner, and she doesn't sound sick at all or anything like that. Does the same policy that you have for remote meetings apply to all the committees as well?
Yes. When we said that call-in thing was not going to be a regular thing, they were going to be at the meetings.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
But we did talk to the VEC separately, one meeting, and we were like, if it becomes a problem, we'll revisit it. So.
That was, what's her name? She's pregnant, right?
Ashley.
Is it Ashley?
No, it's not.
Okay. Because we were talking about her.
She's resigned.
Oh,
she resigned from
yep.
the VEC?
Yep.
When did she do that?
A few weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Well, she wasn't showing much interest in the request of attending, so maybe that makes sense.
Problem solved.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Ashley resigned?
I did have.
Oh.
Kate resigned.
I did have one other comment relative to Brent's comment about handicap trails. Rocky Mountain National Park has a handicap trail. It's very accessible. It's on a lake that's passed by a major highway, so that it's something very easy. And so they fit their handicap access by doing their handicap access on a trail that's around a lake. And it's very nice. So the idea that Shiloh out in the boonies and we want to keep it out in the boonies, we need a handicap trail. That's just a comment about that. And that's just one of the funny ones. Out west and sometimes in the woods, the only reason people lock their doors is to keep bear from going in and unlock, and so they hang the key up high so that you can unlock.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was pretty funny. Relative to whether or not it locks things up.
So cars out there must make good bear bait.
What about you guys? Anything? No?
No? I'm right. Quiet tonight, boys.
Let's go, Jerry.
Second. Oh. All right, all in favor?
Good. Thank you all for coming. Drive for sale.
Yes. Yes.